TPS Extensión, TPS Extensión, para Honduras, Nicaragua y El Salvador.
TPS Extension. That was the demand from immigrant leaders who gathered outside the federal building in downtown LA today. They're calling for an extension of the Temporary Protected Status Agreement, or TPS, that guards many undocumented nationals from Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador from being deported. These TPS agreements began a decade ago after hurricanes and earthquakes destroyed much of the infrastructure in these countries. The Department of Homeland Security has routinely extended these agreements, and the next round of extensions is expected to occur on schedule. The Central American leaders want to ensure that happens, and more importantly, want to remind undocumented nationals to apply to extend their protected status. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced last week that the Obama administration had deported a record number of undocumented immigrants over the past year. Francisco Rivera, president of the National Central American Roundtable, admits that extending the TPS agreements is only a small band-aid for a much larger problem.
We are living in the worst times in terms of anti-immigrant sentiment in the United States. It's in the best interest, of the United States and for the national security of this country, to give a solution.
The ultimate goal is comprehensive immigration reform. Julio Cardoza of Casa Nicaragua says the U.S. government has taken in $60 million in temporary work permit fees from Central American immigrants over the past decade.
And I think it's enough money that they took from, from these people. So we are supporting the economy because this is really, it's a tremendous amount of money. You see, that's why we believe is in order to make justice for these people, we're asking to get the residency.
The Department of Homeland Security is expected to officially announce expansion of the TPS program by November 5th. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.